You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And as a woman, there is a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
In a banana republic, it is common for the military and police to be on high alert when election day comes. But in the United States, the idea of being on high alert after election day was ludicrous until now.
Well, there is a nationwide concern about Election Day.
I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
So yeah, kill them. Kill the Nazis.
Long live the Socialist Revolution.
When conditions become ripe, people do get the opportunity to change the whole system through a revolutionary struggle.
The propaganda dung beetles of CNN quasi-journalism spread one lie after another to foment the chaos.
We have disinformation network in this country, right? You know, the top cable news channel is at its core a disinformation network. We have people with large online followings who push disinformation on a regular basis.
Right. In 2000, there weren't buildings being boarded up in major cities. Now, look, let's be honest. Partly that's happening, Susan, because, some business owners are worried about liberal protests in the event of a Trump win. But there's also this dynamic of fear of unrest in an event of a Trump loss.
I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to a lot of people for the peace and the generosity, the kindness and the love that's been showing on our streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and across Minnesota over the last several days. And last evening was another example of that. We saw peaceful protests across the city. We saw memorials continue to grow for George Floyd down on 38th in Chicago. We saw beautiful interactions on the state capitol, where out of respect, the National Guard troops there told the protesters out of respect they would go back away to the building and just take care of those vehicles that were out front, which of course they did. Not protesters at that point. Certainly neighbors and friends and agents of change.
Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz is a former school teacher and seasoned Washington lawmaker who has been credited with a new political insult against Republicans.
Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation.
How many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Limited. edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible. And it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour has begun here on American Journal. I am very happy to be welcoming my guest, Craig Sawyer. He's a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL sniper, and combat instructor. Sawyer is the founder of Veterans for Child Rescue, a nonprofit organization comprised of military professionals, former and current law enforcement, senior intelligence community veterans, child abuse and trafficking survivors, and people who are willing to do whatever it takes to end child trafficking in the U.S. You can find their website at vetsforchildrescue.org, and that's the number 4, vetsforchildrescue.org, and tacticalinsider.com. Mr. Sawyer, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Well, we're covering a lot of horrifying and awful things today, but probably nothing more horrifying and awful than the crimes committed against children. And yet, with everything else going on, it seems like that concern often falls to the wayside. Where are you seeing the biggest threat right now? Is it the illegal immigration system? Is it the foster care system? I mean, where is this happening, and where are you helping to fight back against this child trafficking epidemic?
Well, we're fighting it on multiple fronts. What we're looking at right now is what the government, U.S. government, is doing with the children across the border. And there's quite a bit going on about that. It's been testified before Congress by Tara Lee Rodas and others. So what is the system? What does the government even claim that is standard for moving undocumented children and unaccompanied minors into the nation? And what's the standard for the vetting for the sponsors, those who want to receive those children? So there's a lot going on with that. There's a lot wrong. Obviously, not much works correctly in D.C. anymore. And that's what happens when we allow the rule of law to unravel like this. We allow the corrupt to just continue. So there's a lot going on with Child Protective Services, too, targeting single moms and taking them. And the children go into foster care systems, and then they go from house to house. And then they go off the books and they're sold outright. So they also take runaways. And there's quite a few ways that it happens. But I would say the border crisis is probably the biggest right now. But also the foster care system and how the children get lost in that is another really, really big one, Harrison.
Yeah. And the border one, I mean, it's one of the stories that I'm shocked it hasn't gotten more attention. It's so horrifying. It's almost just on the face of it unbelievable. Because it was at least 6 months ago that the official number was something like 80,000 children lost, just lost by this system. And we've had whistleblower after whistleblower, report after report of people in the system going, they assigned me, you know, a person to bring this child to. I bring the child. The child doesn't recognize the person. Person doesn't recognize the child. They're clearly not related. The person I'm giving him to has no identity, so I don't even know if I'm giving it to the right person. So, I mean, the American government is actively trafficking children who they give to strangers and are never seen again. It's so huge, and the scale of this is so massive. Is anything being done to stop this? Is anything being done to investigate where these children are and if they're even alive anymore?
Well, I haven't heard the federal government, any representative from the federal government claim that there's an investigation to find those missing children. And like you said, that was a couple of years ago. That was not even 2 years into this administration's run. So how many have been lost total? Hundreds of thousands, certainly, in this last administration alone. Where are they? I think as a nation, we owe it to ourselves to find out what we're allowing to happen on our watch. We are a constitutional republic. We're told we are a democracy all day, every day by the other side. But it's literally and genuinely a constitutional republic where our representatives represent us. And we have to hold their feet to the fire. We, the people, are supposed to be running this country. And I think it may be painful medicine, Harrison, to say this, but we, the people, are responsible for this. This is our nation. And in our slumber, in our comfort, in our luxury, in our incubator of peace that so many good men have fought and died to provide, we have taken our hands off the wheel and said, we can't be involved in politics. It's too contentious now. You know, they're always at each other's throats. I just don't want to bother with it. And in that void of our presence and our demand that our will be carried out, that the children be safeguarded, it's turned into a child trafficking nightmare. And it's a dark industry where the unspeakable is happening. And I think that's why things are falling apart. We've seen Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein doing the intel gathering, the blackmailing operations against our elected officials and others. And so many people are compromised, Harrison. And they are beholden to whoever has that dirt on them, that video of them raping children or whatever they're doing with the children, and nothing's working right anymore because they're not acting in good faith doing what they were elected to do. And so it's on us, really. And that should be good news. It may be, like I said, painful medicine, but good news in that there is an opportunity and really a responsibility for we the people to stand up collectively and say no and push back. And there's the beauty in it. We have that power. We have to exercise it. We have to unite to do it. And it's like, you know, those who control power right now don't want us to realize the power that we have if we are united. So that's why all the divide and conquer tactics and the fear tactics are upon us.
You would think if there was one thing that could bring people together, it would be this. And again, you're right that it's sort of, you know, it's like, okay, we can do something to stop this. It's our people that are up there doing this. So we have the power to take them back, you know, send them home and send somebody else who will do something about it. But at the same time, it's like I can handle mentally. I understand, like, if you've got a rapist in your town and children are disappearing, like, you find the guy and you get him and you take care of him. Like, it's very simple and straightforward. Here, it's the authorities themselves through pseudo-legal practices that are running an industrial-scale human trafficking network. And that's like a whole nother level. That's not normal. And I'm sort of at a loss on how to deal with this because the authorities that are supposed to be empowered to do this, that we have empowered and given infinite money and authority to take care of these issues, are the ones doing it. So it's like, is this, you know, what do we do here? It's the, you know, the fox guarding the hen house.
It is. It's how they get their power. So if you have these sissy men or these weenie men, who can't really rise in the ranks in this world through merit, right? Their performance and their quality of work is not adequate to get them what they want. They will do anything to get it, and they want to be in the cool guys club. And that's why John F. Kennedy warned us about the secret societies, because that's how they get wealth and power. That's how the people that don't belong, that don't have the moral strength and character to be in charge of others, that's how they get it. They get into the secret societies and they get these backdoor deals where it's wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll get you into that mayorship. We'll get you in to that chief of police and we'll build your career and we'll protect you. You'll never be arrested again because we've got this society, this club, and you know, we'll protect you and we'll rise you to rank and power. And that's gotten to be so pervasive now to where nothing works right. Everything's done behind cloak and behind closed doors and in the dark of night. And you and I look at it face on. We're like, this doesn't make any sense. Well, when you start looking at it through the lens of corruption and manipulation, then you can start to see that all the covet means and everything else that JFK so eloquently described was spot on. And that's why, you know, InfoWars has been attacked, because you can't expose their caper. You can't take their money and their power base. So, you know, child trafficking is a big way that they generate a lot of money, and they launder it a lot through real estate loan fraud. So, man, we poked that big squid right in the eyeball in Nashville, and there's a reporter losing his ever loving mind trying to stop law enforcement from serving 70 arrest warrants on child predators, because I guess the reporter is worried that so many of those may be in his own private, or not private, but his own crime network that he's involved in there. And the wheels are coming off the bus now. So it's all starting to come unraveled and unhinged for that reporter in Nashville. So it's a process by where we the people start to wake up. And that's why I really challenge those that have the moral courage to stand up and speak truth. But if you look at what, like, Alex has been through, and so many others who have stood up early and said where they're lying to us, and it's against our best interest, and we have to understand how it really works, which is wisdom, is understanding how things really work, right? So it's so important to share the truth in a war that is fought over information. The fifth generation war is fought through the information, the control of information, the manipulation thereof. So when a populace starts to break that code and rise up, man, that there's a power shift. And that's what the struggle really is. The forces of good and evil at odds. And you got one element trying to hold all of society down, and the rest of us trying to wake up and stand up for ourselves and recover a more peaceful and effective USA.
And it doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. In fact, there's been a big trend, and of course, Alex Rosen of Predator Poachers has been sort of at the forefront of this, and he does it incredibly well, and he does it in cooperation with the local law enforcement. But there's also some more haphazard, maybe not quite so careful sting operations going on, but it's become like an entertainment genre of catching pedophiles. And if nothing else, it should show you how prevalent this issue is, and how for every one of these guys they catch, there's probably 1,000 that don't, you know, bite the hook and don't get caught. I mean, this is a huge problem. What is your opinion on these groups that do that? I mean, do you think this is a positive thing because it's gaining awareness, or do you think it maybe is not a good idea to have a bunch of citizens running around doing the job that, you know, law enforcement should be doing in taking these guys off our streets?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different styles of doing it. Generally, I celebrate it because I think the people need to know. And I think the predators need to be concerned that they're going to get caught doing the bad thing. That's healthy and good. I don't advocate for vigilantism. That part of it's not good and not healthy. We work with federal and local law enforcement. So we've got a 100% conviction rate on 27 child predators so far, and we have another 87 warrants to serve. And so, and like I said, in Nashville, boy, there's a fight to keep law enforcement from serving those warrants. It's so ugly. But, you know, anybody that can get the predators actually prosecuted and convicted and put away, taken off the streets to stop the harm, man, I celebrate that. And even the ones that don't, I do think there's a positive element to it to alert the people. You know, they're entertained by it. Well, I don't really care about that so much as I care about the safety of the children. So if other predators are scared straight from that, like, my gosh, I can't afford to be on TV, you know, caught hunting children. Well, then, yeah, stop doing the bad thing.
Right.
And so I think that that aspect of it good. I think it just has to be done very carefully, though. And yeah, we say prayerfully and carefully, like, what does God mean for us to do? And our team, well, we do it with, there's a lot of prayer because we're up against some people that are very, very dark, and they're committed to it. And if the American public don't understand, the people that are literally evil, that are utterly evil, they're just as committed to their evil as we are to the good on the side of Christ. So it is a literal spiritual clash. And it's a different method of warfare. And although there are arrests and convictions and real handcuffs and real prison sentences, there's a lot that, you know, is kind of kept from the public, too. But it is, it's the Bible tells it all. I mean, if you read the Bible, you understand how things really work. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that those that want power try to keep the American public from, too, is awakening spiritually on the nature of why these bad things are happening. Because that compulsion comes from somewhere. You know, when we were kids, we would see the cartoon of the little angel on one side and the devil on the other, and the devil saying, you know, do the bad thing, and the angel saying, no, do the good thing. I think that's more literal than than we would perceive it. Only they're not tiny little cartoons there, you know, in the spirit realm. These are powerful entities making very strong suggestions to us on which way we should go. And we are the beneficiaries of free will. We have free will to exercise that in this cause and effect environment, right? Down here on earth, I believe we are spirit beings, just like the Bible says, here temporarily on this earth to exercise our free will to learn and grow in a cause and effect environment. Meaning if I choose to do something, if it harms you, hopefully I learn from that going wrong and going, okay, I don't want to choose that. That felt bad. That's not me. That's not what I choose. I want to choose better. And I treat you better the next time, or to treat the next person better the next time. Ah, that felt good. That's what I want to be. So I think this life is not only a learning and development process for us, but an evaluation process by the Creator through which He watches and goes, okay, good choice. You're coming toward my kingdom. You'll be with me in paradise, or you just continually choose evil and harm over others. You choose self, and what you end up in destruction, sickness, and death. And so you're really not viable for my kingdom. I can't take you here. You gotta go to the other place. So I mean, yeah. It's the stakes are pretty high.
And you know, we always talk about on here that, you know, people have this perception of liberty that's just like, well, when you're free, you get to do whatever you want, and there's no consequences, sort of thing. And we always try to make the point that liberty is a requirement. It's an obligation to prove that you can handle it. And so, you know, it seems like there's so many things being put into place now to put a control system on humanity. And for one thing, they, you know, clearly can't be trusted to operate that, as they have, you know, if you try to post something about Alex Jones on Facebook, they take it down in an instant. But somehow there's 100 million instances of child sex abuse material on Facebook that they can't handle. So it's not even like these systems are actually going to be used correctly. But I guess, you know, theoretically, if you have a child being surveilled from the moment they're born, you know, for their entire lives, then that would make them safe. But that's a prison. That's a prison planet. We don't want to live in. We want to live in a world where, and in order to have freedom, you have to have the ability to do bad things, and the people have to choose not to do them. And it's like people think exactly. They can sort of have their cake and eat it too. What's happening in Tennessee? So how are they withholding warrants? How are they not serving warrants when it comes to child trafficking? I mean, help break this down for me.
Yeah. So what the reporter did was start doing this ambush journalism and jumps out of his van and jams a microphone in law enforcement's face and starts asking him, you know, questions. And he went after, he started a series and he called one of the police conspiracy cop. And he's doing this really outlandish, overboard, like tabloid-style attack smear campaign on this cop. And of course, all the people in his newsroom are like, oh, yes, that's very concerning. That's very bad, like little Muppets. Mm. And he's doing this series to try to just smear this man's name, but he's also going after legal hearings to review him for a psychological evaluation because he's conservative. And that's crazy. You shouldn't be conservative and allowed to have a badge and gun. That's dangerous for the people. And so he's doing the special like saying, oh, my gosh, the people are so terrified that if they call the police in this county, it might be the conspiracy cop. So it's that kind of thing that Channel 5 is allowing there in Nashville. And he's actually going after legal hearing to take his badge and gun, to take him out of law enforcement, take his livelihood. Of course, he's a good cop, so all that stuff is failing. But then what happened next was the reporter shifted his accusation. Now it's no longer about the politics of the one cop, something the cop said on a podcast years ago. Now it's about the operation. And so the reporter goes after the chief of police and starts trying to smear the chief of police. Then he gets wind, oh, there's a detective in charge of the operation against the pedophile. So then he goes after the lead detective. Well, hold on a minute. The whole thing started with, it was about the politics of the assistant chief years ago. So he's all over the place, this reporter. His original narrative fell apart, and he's clearly naked in his aggression and his agenda to stop the operation. So twice he's gone after the badge and gun of the assistant chief. Now he's got Tennessee Bureau of Investigation investigating the detective. And he's doing a whole series saying the whole police department's under threat and it's horrible and all that kind of stuff. And that's not really true. There's one specific thing that they're looking into on the lead detective, and I think they're going to find that that's fine as well, and it's all going to be okay. But it's all the public perception and smear campaign by the reporter. So that's what's really unfolding there. It's like you jab this nasty demonic squid mm-hmm. right in the eye with a spear, and it just squeals and hisses and screeches and spews its blood and venom everywhere in protest, because the evil does not want to be seen. This swamp does not want to be drained, and this child trafficking network does not want to be caught and stopped, because their revenue that they launder through multiple means, including real estate, you know, multi-billion dollar real estate loan fraud in Maricopa County, Arizona, and in Nashville, Tennessee. They don't want that caught because they're funding their corrupt politicians with it. So the people that are ruining our country are funded to a lot larger degree than the American people would ever realize through porn and through child trafficking and through real estate money loan fraud laundering. And so a lot of that is their money. So we've stepped on their money. So these 70 arrests in Nashville really threaten the deep old money and the crime cabal around Nashville and the new industry they're trying to create. They're trying to create essentially the new Vegas there in Nashville for the entertainment and the corporate meetings and all that kind of stuff, the trade shows mm-hmm. and all the entertainment that goes along with that, including the child trafficking and all that to entertain the corrupt that'll be there. So they're trying to set it all up, and it's becoming more and more corrupt. So I think we've stepped on that, and who knows how many of those crime syndicate members will catch in those 70 warrants, and they're panicking, and that's where the reporter comes in. He's complicit, and his job is to protect the crime there. That's why he's losing his mind. It's just bizarre to observe.
This is all bizarre, and I really want to get down to the bottom of it. Can you stay for the whole hour? I'm not sure if we had you for the hour or 30 minutes. Can you stay for the whole hour, Craig?
I can.
Okay, thank you.
I'd already booked for that.
Okay, good, because I want to hear more about this and get to the bottom of this. And I guess the question is, and this sort of crops up a lot, is it's like these guys, these cops, they've got a job. They've sworn an oath. Why does it matter to them what the media is saying, especially if it's lies? If they've got 70 warrants, why aren't they just serving the warrants? And, you know, this guy can babble on Channel 5 all he wants, but why is that stopping the police from serving warrants if they have them in their possession ready to go?
Yeah. So whoever is working there at the city council, these hearings that they're able to bring, and the fact that the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations has been brought in has caused them to have to hit the pause on serving these warrants, because they want to make sure the warrants stay clean and nothing is out of place. Like I said, these are good cops. So the whole process is kind of on hold. So it does beg the question, how the heck is any news reporter, especially one that's behaving that way, how is he able to disrupt and interfere with law enforcement operations? And I say it's obstruction of justice, because how many children have these 70 predators raped in the last 2.5 months since this operation? Right. So most of them should have already been arrested by now. How many children are being harmed because of this reporter's antics? This is real. These are real people. And they say that it's the average number of children that they harm is 70 each. So
70 each?
Times 71 is 4,970 children hanging in the balance.
Whoa.
According to what this reporter does.
This sounds like a massive cover up. More on the other side with Craig Sawyer, vetsforchildrescue.org. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. This is the American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here, including the great guests that we get, making a major and positive difference in the world. Their activism. Craig Sawyer is my guest. He's a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL, sniper, and combat instructor. His resume goes on and on. He's taken that skill to apply it to the best possible thing he could be doing right now, which is rescuing children from child trafficking networks. Vets4ChildRescue.org. That's vets, the number 4, ChildRescue.org, and TacticalInsider.com are the websites where you can support Craig and watch what he's doing. They've had 26 convictions, a 100% success rate in taking down the criminals that they are going after who are abusing children. So the music was playing there at the end. I think I may have misheard you. There are 70 warrants out for child abuse in Nashville, Tennessee. They're not being served. Did you say the average number of victims was 7 or 70?
According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the average number of children that a child predator harms in their lifetime is 70. So they like to be in positions of unsupervised access to children. Wow. So they want to be scout leaders. They want to be Sunday school teachers. They want to be babysitters, what have you. And they abuse those trusted positions to abuse the children.
Yeah.
And so some get caught immediately because they're very, you know, for whatever reasons. And others never get caught and they harm hundreds of children in their lifetime. So they say the average they estimate is 70. And so those 71 predators, those, we've got one arrest there and 70 more warrants. So our standard for arrest is very, very high. That's why we have a 100% conviction rate. Nobody that we've arrested has ever gotten off because we already have the evidence so damning. It's so clear before we ever even bring them in that it's done. And so those 71, if you multiply that by 70, well, that's 4,970 children. Almost 5,000 children whose lives hang in the balance. They'll either be raped, tortured, murdered, or not, according to whether or not these prisoners or these predators taken off the street. So what is this reporter and those that are helping him, what are they trying to do by unleashing these predators and leaving them out there upon the children? They're aggressive. We showed the chats on the phone with law enforcement. Hey, here's the nature of the chat, read it. And they were brought to tears. And we're talking about military veteran law enforcement.
Wow.
We're brought to tears. And it brings all of us to tears when you see the aggression and the callousness and the precious, innocent little children. These aren't dating apps or dating sites. These are just little neighborhood apps where a child's like, hi, I'm Sally and I'm new to the neighborhood or whatever. And when you see dozens, within minutes, dozens of male predators stalking and engaging in vile conversations with these children, it breaks your heart because you realize this is happening everywhere. There, it's just the internet is saturated with them, and they'll come within minutes, no matter where you are. And don't think that your county is immune because this is everywhere. It's very pervasive. And again, I think the good news has to be that we can do something about it. We should do something about it. And right now, evil's prevailing while good men do nothing. We can't turn away and say, oh, that's painful. Oh, harm to children, I just can't. That's what's happening right now, and that's how we got here. The crooks kind of have the run of the game field, if you will.
Right.
Well, you're going to forfeit the game if you don't step out on the field and engage the enemy. And not everybody has to put on body armor with us and kick doors or arrest the pedophiles or engage them up close and personally, face to face. But you can share our documentary, Contraland, and let people know how this happens and how it got here and what you can do about it. You can hound your elected officials. You can make a phone call. You can send them letters. You can protest. You can engage in lawful activities that bring about a safer, more productive, more legitimate USA. Yeah. Because right now, when we forfeit, we're getting trounced. The other side is just having their way with us, and it's not working.
And that's the strange part is, you know, the classic quote, you know, good men do nothing. But it seems like in this situation, you've got good men that are ready and willing to put their lives on the line. They're trying to do something, and they're being stopped from doing anything. So it's not even like they're apathetic. They're actively being curtailed. They're being prevented from doing this. And, you know, what you say about the fact that dozens of men will approach a little girl the instant she's online, that was one of the most shocking things to me interviewing Alex Rosen years ago about the predator-poacher thing is, you know, I'm sort of like, so how long does it take for you to get somebody? And he said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If you have a public profile as an underage girl, you are going to get predators trying to get you. And it usually is within a couple of minutes. I mean, it's one of those things where people think like, well, it can't happen to my – no, if your kid is online and somebody can talk to them, they're going to be talked to by people with bad intentions, and that's just a fact. You have to police your kids' internet activity very, very stridently if you care about them. And you know, this isn't like a – you know, you have a responsibility as a parent. You have to you know, provide oversight because kids don't know any better. And these predators are very sophisticated in a lot of ways.
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, they run counter surveillance when they come for the kids. I mean, we've seen all kind of things because we have an intel team. We have drones up. We're watching in a lot of different ways and observe their behavior. And you can tell when they're more seasoned at it. They're running several measures to try to keep from getting caught.
Wow.
And it's just dark. But I mean, look, in our first operation in Connecticut, we ran one local ad, not a national, not a global ad, a local ad for one 12-year-old girl. And in 30 days, 5,000 predators hit that ad seeking sex with that girl. 5,000 in 30 days. Just as one example, they come within seconds, certainly within minutes, there'll be men approaching your child if your child is online unsupervised, and they don't know how to deal with it. The executive faculty function of the human brain is not fully developed until the age of 23 to 25 now, they're saying at least.
Right.
So people are maturing much more slowly now. And our kids, you know, aren't out there doing what we were at their age yet. It's just a slower process. And so children are not ready for this. They can't advocate for themselves against a full-grown predatory adult. So,
right.
You know, I understand Kamala Harris's running mate, VP, now he's advocating for the normalization of child sex, which means he's on the other side. He's a predator and he wants children raped. And he doesn't understand or doesn't care that it's deeply traumatizing for them. Children cannot comprehend sex.
Right.
They're not wired for it. They're not ready. It's not intended for them. And to do so, to engage with them is deeply traumatizing. And we know that by interviewing so many of the survivors in their adulthood. 20, 30, 40 years later, they can tell you exactly, they can articulate to you how it impacted them. And it's horrific. It's not okay. It'll never be okay.
Yeah.
And they can't add that to the list of perversions. We always say, you know, we don't care what people do with each other, between consenting adults. But when you drag a child into it, it's never going to be okay because the child can't advocate for themselves.
And that's what I was wondering. I know we have a clip explaining the situation more. We'll get to that on the other side of a quick commercial break. We got to go to in about 60 seconds. But how much are these conversations facilitated by, you know, supposed LGBTQ outreach? I mean, it seems like if you're waving a rainbow flag, you can talk to kids about their sexuality and pretend it's not perverted and weird. I mean, how much is the LGBTQ movement contributing to little kids getting talked to about sex online?
Well, I would say it's bad. You know, the drag queen story hour is an abomination.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And that's why they keep it such a secret from the parents. But there's a group called Gays Against Groomers.
Yeah, no, they're great.
And they're against that. And I celebrate that. You know, that's a good thing. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just a process.
It's totally sick what's going on. We'll show you the video clip and talk more about this with Craig Sawyer on the other side, vetsforchildrescue.org.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost is so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. When you know the truth about child trafficking, it's a sobering reality to accept that this is going on, and it's so difficult to combat for some reason with the combined forces of law enforcement and the media, and yet it continues on rampantly. It's comforting knowing that there are people fighting back against this with such vigor and really treating it with the appropriate outrage that it deserves. Craig Sawyer is, of course, leading this fight. He's a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL sniper and combat instructor. VetsForChildRescue.org. That's number four. Vets, the number four, ChildRescue.org. TacticalInsider.com is where you can go to find more, find out about this and contribute and help out in any way that you can. Contraland is their documentary showing some of this stuff happening behind the scenes. I know we have a video clip here. It's about a minute, 40 seconds. Craig, do you want to set it up for us? What are we about to watch here?
Well, there are a lot of people paying attention to what this reporter is doing. And so there was one group of careful lawyers that put together a compilation, really, of some of this reporter's work. And this kind of shows you how overboard he's gone to try to make his point. It's just gonna, I think it's revealing of his agenda, and that's really what you're looking at there.
Okay, let's watch.
Child predator sting run by the department. The DA, whose district includes Robertson County, requested the help from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation after seeing my investigations.
2 months ago, Millersville conspiracy cop Sean Taylor teamed up with a controversial group, Veterans for Child Rescue, that claims to have experience running stings searching for child sex predators.
Williams has a history of reporting illegitimate stories. News Channel 5 has to remove reports that are deceptively edited. It just goes on and on. investigation now attacks Veterans for Child Rescue. To date, I've accomplished 27 arrests, 87 warrants, 100% conviction rate. Is Williams Bias reporting protecting child predators? News anchor, the center of accusations of child abuse. Grand jury indicted Solomon on 16 counts. Williams denies alleged claims of relationship with pedophile Aaron Solomon. Can Philip Williams really be trusted to tell the truth? Wow, what a tangled web, man. What a nest of corruption you're dealing with there. My goodness. And for our radio listeners, yeah, you got to go watch this video. This will be up on Bandai Video later because I wasn't able to read all the headlines in time. You got to read what was just put on screen because that was that's troubling stuff, Greg.
You can't write it. You can't make it up, you know. I mean, one of the things that this reporter was accusing the conspiracy cop of just being unhinged and out of his mind for saying is that a certain individual was corrupt. Well, yesterday that individual was raided by the FBI and his devices were seized. But really? So the conspiracy cop is merely just telling the truth about what he knows in his investigations against organized crime there. But according to the reporter, the conspiracy cop is unhinged and out of his mind, but he's right. It's no different than what Alex has gone through. Alex has been speaking the truth for 30 years now, and you know, people don't like it, but he keeps being proven right again and again. So it's the same thing with this cop. He's just telling the people the evidence that he knows, and he keeps being vindicated and proven correct. So it's just the reporter doesn't like it. So, you know, you'll see the Grant Solomon murder case. So Grant Solomon was a beloved young baseball player. His sister and his mom, good Christian people. His father, apparently a narcissist. He was a reporter. And most people there believe that he murdered his son, Grant. His son, Grant, was tired of the father. The allegations are that the father was raping the daughter and the son, and that the son was going to expose his father when he turned 18. And sure enough, he turned up dead. And the death was highly suspicious. And a lot of people around Nashville are very upset that Aaron Solomon seemingly skipped away with no investigation. It was all just whitewashed. Oh, yeah, nothing to be seen here. And then so people are saying, look into the relationship between Aaron Solomon and this reporter that's going after law enforcement now. So the Phil Williams. And so are they, in fact, in a romantic relationship? Well, that's, you know, that's for people to unpack and discover there locally in Nashville. We're told it's not that well of a kept secret there locally. But, you know, those are things that I think the people around Nashville, it's your town, Nashville. It's your children. It's your safety. And you do have to get to the bottom of this, and you have to assert yourself, because the other side's, they're being very aggressive. It's smearing others and getting law enforcement turned against each other. And until the citizens stand up and demand a cleanup, it won't happen. Right. It'll only get worse. So, but we stepped on their money there, and so they're squealing about it.
Right, and that makes so much sense. If they're trying to turn Nashville into Vegas 2.0, you're talking about billions of dollars a year. That could be at risk if it's exposed. There's all this corruption and you know, brands don't want to be associated, so they don't go here. So they're very incentivized to cover this up and make sure, you know, they don't get the bad press about this. But that was my sort of final question here as we come to the end of our conversation. I wish we could go on for longer, because every one of these things we could go on for hours about. But what can people do if they're in Nashville, you know, for our listeners in Nashville right now in Tennessee, what do you call on them to do? Because obviously they can go to vetsforchildrescue.org. They can contribute to your fight. But, you know, what else can they do to bring awareness that this is happening in their locality?
Well, they really have to get together with the FBI to come in and whether or not they can get any joy there remains to be seen anymore. But I think they're, you know, I always tag in Homeland Security Investigations, because they do some really good counter trafficking work. U.S. Marshals Service does a lot of good counter child trafficking work. And, you know, the Bureau still makes some pretty good raids and rescues. And so I would say the people need to network their intelligence, their network, their information and their evidence against the organized crime there and unite, because divided we fall, folks. Mm-hmm. So there are activist groups that are upset about Grant Solomon's murder and all that cover up, and for the sister as well, and then the abused mother, and it's bad what happened to that family. So that's one family around which I think a lot of good people can rally and start demanding answers. And I think a good faith investigation on that case would start unraveling the whole can of worms there.
You know, there have been other cases that have sort of a similar style, where a murder that didn't quite get the attention it deserved and the family wanted more, but they never got the press they needed. And then like a podcast will come out where it'll be a whole podcast where the reporter just dedicates themselves to investigating this one crime. And it often has major positive impacts, where the case gets more media attention and then it gets picked up, it gets reopened, it gets investigated, and they actually get closure. I wonder if there's not a local Tennessee, you know, independent reporter out there that can start digging into this, because it seems like this is just, it seems like a goldmine of corruption. It seems like once you start digging, you're going to uncover more and more. And once you start untangling this web, who knows what spiders you'll catch. So I hope that maybe our listeners can pick up the torch and start digging into this info. Obviously, we're not calling for you to do anything about this other than speak out and try to get the authorities to do something about it. We don't want any vigilante activity on our behalf, but certainly research and information. Anything else you would suggest people do, Craig?
I would say, where are the churches? My gosh, the church, if they united and they activated at exposing what's going on, and they just inform their people about what's going on against the precious little children around Nashville, man, that's a huge power base. And I think they have the responsibility to inform their people and ignite them to be part of the positive solution to bring truth. But it seems like the churches have been neutered now. Wow. They're so beholden to the IRS and that nonprofit status, they don't dare speak anything controversial against the political correct mechanism that's controlling everything. But I think we need right. to use church to alert people and stand up for what's right. And that would be a huge turnaround. So if you're in churches point. Around Nashville, please make them aware of what's going on. And charge your leadership. Challenge them to be part of the solution, man.
Yeah, there's nothing political about this. It's about rescuing kids.
Exactly.
We all love hearing about Paul's letters to the Corinthians, but there's evil going on right now that the church can be fighting against, and you're absolutely right. They are utterly failing to activate their congregations to actually oppose this true evil that's confronting us. Craig Sawyer, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for everything that you do at vetsforchildrescue.org, tacticalinsider.com. Keep up the great work, and I hope to have you on again when this whole thing is solved and the warrants are served.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.